Okay, somebody asked a question. I'm aware it's called Codex Vaticanus. How is it connected to the Vatican? So, the number one most important manuscript to modern Bible translators is Codex Vaticanus. Like, that is the one that has the most influence on modern versions. It's also sometimes called Codex B. Codex B or Codex Vaticanus is the corrupt Greek text most responsible for the corruption in the modern versions. And the reason it's called Vaticanus is because it's located in the Vatican's library. It was found in the Vatican's archives. It's something that they had tucked away that was basically, made publicly available and printed in the 1800s so that scholars could study it and start to use it and be influenced by it. Whereas before the 1800s, it was a text that was not having an influence on Bible translations, and it wasn't being copied and used and translated. It was something that the Vatican had tucked away, and in the 1800s, it becomes mass distributed and published and widely available, and it starts to have an influence along with Codex Sinaiticus, which is found in a monastery in Egypt in the Sinai. Those two texts, who don't even agree with each other, by the way, in many multitudes of places, became the basis of the Westcott and Hort Greek text, and they're majorly influential in the Nestle-Aland and the United Bible Society's wrong Greek texts. And these two documents, I like the Bible verse that said, the two witnesses get up to testify against Jesus, and they couldn't even agree with each other. These are the two evil witnesses against the word of God, Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, and their testimony does not agree with one another. They
I
differ.
love that. I never thought of that, but that is a great analogy.
The false witnesses against Jesus, these are the false word, and they don't agree. So.